This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway, PRI, and other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found on the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
Death in Afghanistan, a suicide, is suspected to be the result of a brutal hazing by U.S. troops, the unfriendly fire of racial harassment in the U.S. military. A discussion on this Thursday, December 22nd. It's The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. We're going to begin this hour looking at a disturbing death in Afghanistan and what we might be learning about the circumstances. We've got a settlement in the mortgage crisis that shows that race might have been more important than credit rating for some borrowers, and a wide-ranging discussion of where we are in Iraq and the Middle East at the end of a remarkable year. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Hockenberry. Celeste is out today. A lot of you still talking about the story yesterday on rebranding the Occupy Wall Street movement. Talia writes on our Facebook page, I'm one of the people who hasn't been able to embrace the movement, partly because of their image of icky, dirty people, and partly because the message isn't clear. More 99%, please, less encampment. That's her advice. Tell us what you think. Call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or just go to thetakeaway.org. And let's go to the morning's top headlines. A string of bombings in Iraq has left more than four dozen people dead in Baghdad. Government officials say at least 14 blasts went off this morning in 11 neighborhoods around the city. The explosives seemed to target mostly Shiite areas with bombs left on the roadsides or inside cars. It's the worst violence to hit the Iraqi capital in months and comes less than a week after U.S. troops withdrew from Iraq. A team of Arab peace observers arrives in Syria today as the government is being blamed for the killing of more than 200 people this week alone. The monitors are tasked with ending a violent crackdown against anti-government protests. United Nations officials estimate more than 5,000 people have been killed since the crackdown began some months ago. Bank of America will pay $335 million based on allegations that the government says they were discriminatory lending within Countrywide's financial lending unit. A Justice Department investigation found loan officers charged higher fees and rates to more than 200,000 minority borrowers at the height of the housing boom. We'll talk about that later this hour. Attorney General Eric Holder says it's the largest residential fair lending settlement in U.S. history. Lawmakers in Washington say they're working to save the payroll tax cut, even as Congress has essentially closed for the Christmas holiday. President Obama called House Speaker John Boehner in an effort to nudge the Republican leadership in the House toward compromise. However, the Speaker says he needs the Senate to come back for that to work.
We're here. We're ready to work. We're looking for our counterparts to sit down with us so that we can do what the president, bipartisan leaders in the House and Senate all want, and that's to extend the payroll tax cut for 1 year.
White House Press Secretary Jay Carney urged Congress not to play what he called chicken with America's paychecks.
Vote on it, pass it, and we can move on to discussing and figuring out a solution for the year-long extension.
Also in the bill is an extension of unemployment benefits for millions of Americans. Both items run out at the end of the year. The Pentagon has charged eight soldiers in connection with the death of an Army private earlier this year in Afghanistan. Allegations say the soldiers grossly mistreated 19-year-old Danny Chen shortly before he committed suicide in October. Charges range from involuntary manslaughter to negligent homicide and assault. We'll explore some of the details of this case and implications for the military in just a few minutes. AAA estimates more Americans will hit the road this weekend for the holidays. The agency says more than 83 million people plan to drive for Christmas, up 2% from last year. Airlines are preparing for the smallest number of holiday travelers in years, though. Asian markets are down this morning. European indices up. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow starts trading at 12,107 after a big run-up yesterday. The S&P opens at 1,243, and the Nasdaq opens at 2,249. So far, pretty good week for the Wall Street stock indices. All this week, we're asking you to share your favorite and least favorite holiday songs with us. Tyrone had this on our Facebook page. That song by the Beatles is horrible, and I get musical nightmares every time I hear it. Tyrone, there's only one official Beatles Christmas release, and it's this song entitled Christmas Time Is Here Again.
Christmas time is here again.
our entire staff gets in on the act every time we remix the holidays. Kristen, one of our producers, actually thinks that the song that gives you nightmares is this one by Paul McCartney. Remix the holidays with us at 877-8-MY-TAKE. And stay with us, a wide-ranging discussion of the implications of a remarkable year in the Middle East.